So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Ve'in oisin tachshitin la'avodis kechavim katlois v'nezamim mitabois. A Jew is forbidden to make ornaments for avodis zara, such as necklaces, nose rings, and rings. Reb Eliezer disagrees and says that it depends. B'schar mutar b'chinam asur. If it is for pay, it is permitted. If it's not for pay, it's forbidden. The Mishnah continues, Ein moichin lem b'mechub l'karka. In Eretz Yisrael, one may not sell ta'akum, a house or tree that is connected to the ground, and certainly not the actual land. As the Gemara explains, the source is in the pasuk v'loy sechanim, since the word sechanim is written without the letter vav or yud after the ches, it can be pronounced three ways, and we can therefore derive from it three halachas. The halacha of our Mishnah, loy sechanim, without the letters vav and yud, leitid lem chaniya bekarka. A Jew may not give an akum any sort of ownership over the land of Eretz Yisrael. Loy sechunim, with the letter vav, leitid lem chen. A Jew may not comment on the beauty of an akum. Leisachinim, with the letter Yud, leitinam matnas shalchinam, a Jew may not give a free gift to an Akum. The Gemara now elaborates on these halachas. The third halacha regarding matnas chinam is actually machlekes Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda in the following brisa. The pasuk states, leisachlu kol nevela, legerasha besharecha titnena v'achla aymachra lenachri. Reb Meir holds echad ger ve'echad akum, bein nesina, bein mechira. The nevela may be given as a gift or sold to both a ger toshav or an akum, because both middle words, titnena and machr, can be applied to both, lager at the beginning and lanachri at the end. Clearly, the Remeir holds, mutalitin lehem matna shalchinam. While Rabbi Huda holds, dvarm kiksavan lager benesina ulaibikachavan bemechira. To a ger toshav, the nevela meat may be given only as a free gift, but not sold for money. And to an akum, the nevela may only be sold for money, but not as a free gift, because oil chalik. The word oy comes to separate between titnena and machr, that titnena applies only to lager, and machr applies only to lanachri. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds, asr litlam matna shalchinam. The Gemara proceeds with the second halacha, loy sechunim, leitin lem chen. As Rav says, asr adam shayem rekamen na akum zu. A Jew is forbidden to comment on the beauty of an akum. The Gemara asks from a brisa in which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ra oivedes kechavim achas no b'yoyser. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saw a non-Jewish woman of extraordinary beauty, and he recited on her the pasuk Marabu Masach Hashem. The Gemara explains, Aidu Yehudu Kamaida. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said this only to praise Hashem, not to admire her beauty. However, the Gemara asks, Ulastakuli Mishari. How was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel permitted to gaze at the woman? As the brisa states, Shlei stakel adam b'isha nava filip penuya b'eshes ishva filip mucho eres. A person is forbidden to gaze at any woman, regardless of whether she is pretty or ugly, and whether she is single or married, because this brings to a hearer improper thoughts. And the pasuk states, "V'nishmartu mikol davara ki yebucha isha shalo yetar mikre laila." This comes to teach, "Shlo yehar adam b'yayim v'yev l'day tameh b'layla." One should not have improper thoughts during the day, because this will cause him to become tameh keri at night. The Gemara explains, "Keren zavas havir." Shimon Gamliel was turning the corner, and therefore he cannot avoid seeing her. The brisa continues, "V'listakel b'big day tzevish al isha." A person may not look at a woman's colored garments, even when they are hanging on the wall, because this brings to hira. And the Gemara explains that the iser histaklus is only b'makr ba'alein, if he knows the woman who owns these garments, and only ba'atiki, if he once saw her wearing these garments, because as Rashi explains, "K'shecheze v'roya isen nisker b'yafya." When he looks at the garment, he's reminded of her beauty, and this will bring to hira. However, there is no iser istaklis b'chadati if there is a new garment that he did not see her wear, because this will not bring to hearer. And as Rashi adds, the iser istaklis is only on bigdei tzev'einin, because sh'isha no b'hen b'lo shchichi. These garments are made to enhance a woman's beauty and are not worn all the time. Therefore, this will bring to hearer. However, there is no iser istaklis for shar b'gadim, regular garments, because the shchichi b'en l'nai. These garments are not made to enhance her beauty and are worn all the time. Therefore, this will not bring to hearer. The brisa continues, "V'loy b'chamoyer, v'loy b'chamoyer, v'chulu, b'zman sh'neskok in ze l'ze." Person may not look at a male and female donkey mating, because this brings to hearer. The Gemara says, however, "Min b'minoy mutu l'haknes k'mikchol b'shvayferes." A farmer is permitted to mate two animals of the same breed, and there's no concern for hearer, because b'avadetei tarit, as Rashi explains, "Libay amalachte v'shecheach he'hearer," his thoughts are focused on his work. The Gemara concludes this discussion with the well-known brisa of Reb Pinchas ben Yair regarding the 11 steps to greatness. Torah mevil de zehiris. The study of Torah leads to one refraining from committing an aver when it is at hand. Zehiris mevil de zerizus. Zehiris leads one to avoid an aver before it is at hand, as mentioned earlier. Shlo yehar adam b'yayim b'yobl de tumah b'alayla. Zerizus mevil de nikius. Zerizus leads to cleanliness, free of sin. Nikias mevil de precious. Nikias leads to more stringencies and avoiding even matters that are permissible. Precious mevil de tahara. Precious leads to purity even from the slightest sin. Tahara mevil de kedusha. Purity leads to holiness. Kedusha mevil de anava. Kedusha leads to humility. Anava mevil de yiras chet. Anava leads to fear of sin. Yiras chet mevil de chasidus. Yiras chet leads to piety. Chasidus mevil de ruach hakodesh. And ruach hakodesh mevil de tchias hameisim. The Braisa concludes, v'chasidus gedol mekulan, chasidus is the greatest level. While Yerusha ben Levi says, anava gedol mekulan, anava is the greatest level. The Mishnah continues with the machlokes regarding ein meichulam b'mechuba l'karka. The Tanakama, which is Reb Meir, says, aval meichur hu mishiyi katzitz. One may sell a tree to Akam only after it is chopped down, but not while it's still connected to the ground. Yehuda disagrees and says, meichur hu amanas lakutz. One may sell a tree to Akam even when it's still connected to the ground, if it is stipulated that he must chop down the tree. The Gemara explains that Reb Meir forbids selling to an Akam even if the Jew stipulated that the Akam must cut it, because Reb Meir is concerned for mashile. The Akam will postpone it and won't cut it. Or Yehuda is not concerned for mashile.